This is your wake-up call. Wake the fuck up.
The Breakfast Club. The show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the
All right, so it's a special day today. It's Thursday, the day after hump day. Envy is not here. He's promoting his new single, which I guess we're debuting this morning. I would love to say more about it, but I haven't heard it. So I can't tell you if it's good or not. So I cannot vouch or not vouch for this song. But the song is called Text Your Number. And it's you're not while you are, but you are. So Envy's still, you know, using his slang, I guess. And that features Fetty Wap and DJ Sleek. Now, Charlamagne should be on the way. Has anyone spoken to Charlamagne? Charlamagne, anyone? I'll tell you this. I went to go see Dave Chappelle last night. And I know Charlamagne went as well. But you see, I'm here. All right? I actually had a lovely girls' night out. I had 6 tickets. So I brought 5 of my friends with me. And we all went to go see Dave Chappelle. Shout out to everybody that was opening. Will Sylvans went on first. And then Marlon Wayans actually took to the stage. And then, of course, our boy Donnell Rawlings. And then Dave Chappelle. So it was a great night. And Erykah Badu performed after. Only thing is, they have these pouches when you go in to lock your phone. And I don't know if you guys have seen this, but they don't check your phone. They give you this pouch, and then they put your phone in the pouch, and then they lock it. And then in order for you to use your phone, you have to go to like a safe phone zone out in the lobby where they unlock it, and then you have to put it back in the pouch to go inside and lock it back up. So you know what I did. What? I went to the safe zone, unlocked my phone, and then left it unlocked, snuck back in. Because it's very hard to be without your phone for that extended period of time. It was like 3 hours long, and I was sitting in there at first. I didn't know what time it was. I didn't know what was going on. I'm not going to use my phone to take pictures or video or anything, because of course you'll get kicked out. But I need to peek down and see if anyone's texting me, see what's going on in real life. But yes, so that was last night. We had a good time. It was hilarious. Dave Chappelle did a lot of jokes that he might not have done, except for the fact that our phones were all locked up. So he didn't have to worry about any type of backlash. But I'm sure you'll see some write-ups on that today. But I love the fact that he's not concerned about angering people. Because I know a lot of people have complained about different things. But he's a comedian. And he said he can't stand the fact that you have to be so safe nowadays. All right, well, we are getting ready to debut DJ Envy's new song. After that, Front Page News.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Oh, don't even try it.
Good
don't
morning, Angela.
You can
Angela
just slide
Yee.
In here like you've been here all morning.
I propose we start the show at 6:05. All in
Why,
favor,
so you
say
here
aye.
So you can get here at 6:10?
Yes.
All right, well.
6:05 is a nice, good time for a black man like me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, DJ Envy featuring Fetty Wap and DJ Slink. I just want to apologize to DJ Slink. Our producer put DJ Sleek. And I was like, who is DJ Sleek?
But I guess I didn't get to hear the record, man.
Envy's breaking new people.
I had to jump out the car.
Actually, DJ Slink, that was Text Your Number.
That's good?
Yeah, it sounded like it could have been Flo Rida type of song.
So what that mean? It sounded like 2002? What are you talking about?
I'm saying it's going to go across all genres. I see what Envy's trying to do here.
I support it regardless. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Fetty Wap.
I thought you was going to fart on it. You didn't even listen to it. See, now, how can we trust you? You didn't hear the song, and you dropping Clues Bombs.
Okay, you might be right on that one. All right. You might be a little biased in this situation.
Well, let's do front page news. All right. Face app is having to remove these filters. Now, if you remember Face app, if you guys use that filter application, they do these different filters where you can look your future self. So you can look older, you can look younger, you can change your gender on there. You can change your face from regular to a smile. Well, now they had a new ethnicity filter where you can actually change your ethnicity to black, Indian, or Asian.
Ain't nobody got time for all that.
Pretty terrible idea. People went in on them after that, and the CEO responded saying that the new controversial filters will be removed in the next few hours.
Now, hold on. Well, y'all get mad because they have an ethnicity, what's the word?
Ethnicity.
Ethnicity filter, but y'all be on there making yourselves look like dogs and freaking, what else they be looking like? What's the dog and what else? There's something else. Pigs and all. You don't got no problem looking like animals, but when it comes to looking like other humans, y'all got an issue?
Well, I guess it's just the stereotypical faces of a you know, Indian person.
How you think
Asian
dogs feel?
Person.
Dogs might feel like that's stereotypical. Don't put me with my tongue hanging out. My tongue don't hang out like that if I'm a dog.
Now, I'm not going to compare someone's ethnicity to becoming a little cute puppy.
I'm just saying, it's all fun and games at the end of the day, right? You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, it's not. All fun and games.
Well, I say that to all the people on Instagram with dog filters.
This Donald Trump, if you can see what they look like, it looks a little bit crazy. But if you want to see Donald Trump as a Asian person. All right, now Walmart has had to apologize also, and that is because they've been marketing guns as back-to-school items. There's a photo of a sign that says, "Own the school year like a hero," and that sign was placed right above a glass case filled with guns.
What's the problem?
The problem is you don't want to encourage kids to bring guns to school.
Walmart might know something we don't know.
All right, so people were very upset, and Walmart actually responded to those comments. They said the display was truly awful and horrible, and they wanted to find out where that photo was taken and ensure that that sign is removed.
That got to be down south somewhere.
All right, and speaking of down south, in Gainesville, Florida, a 22-year-old man, Brandon Jermaine Halstead, was arrested. That's because he was raping his ex-girlfriend in the middle of the act. She called his mom. His mom showed up and said she did not erase him like that. And she actually got her son to get off of his victim, and he ran off, and he actually got arrested after that. Imagine that.
She called the mother during the act?
Yeah, while he was attacking her. It was his ex. His ex-girlfriend. The mom shows up and said, "I did not raise you like that," and got him off of her, and he ran out.
That's all?
Yep. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor. Front Page News.
You went to the...
Evie's not here today,
You went to the Chappelle Show last night?
Yeah. I was there yesterday. I actually was, it was a girls' night out. So Thea was with me, our boss.
Okay.
And Natina.
Okay.
Was with me as well. And Paris and L'Oreal, my friend Ingrid.
That was a great show because you get more than what you expect to get.
Right.
Because it's billed as Dave Chappelle and Erykah Badu, but then you ended up getting Marlon Wayans and
Will
Sylvans, Donnell Rollins, mm-hmm. Cedric the Entertainer. You didn't see Cedric?
No.
Yeah, Cedric came out. Cedric came out right before Erykah.
Oh, you know what? I was in the phone zone.
Okay.
All right.
Well, get it off your chest. 1-800-585-1051. If you're pissed off about something.
That would be a great place for that Cedric drop, by the way.
Yes. No. If you're pissed off about something. If you're pissed off about something. Or you're feeling blessed about something this morning. Please call us. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, tell us why you are blessed or why you're not blessed. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm blessed, but I'm mad right now because I have an invention that is really good. But I tried to go to the bank to get a loan. They said they won't give me the loan because I don't have any credit. So they tried to help me to establish credit, and they're still saying I'm not approved for the loan because I don't have any credit already.
What's the invention?
Well, I don't want to say it because it's not patented yet.
What bank you went to?
Wells Fargo.
You should have went to a black bank. You should have went to, like, One United. Look up a black bank in your area. You know what I mean? It might be easier to get a loan there.
Did they think it was a good invention?
Yes, but I got to pay for them to patent it.
So you have no credit at all?
No.
Yeah, you know, no credit is kind of worse than having bad credit.
That's what I'm hearing, too.
Maybe we should talk to her, Yee. Maybe we should talk to you, and maybe we can invest in your invention. You know what I mean? Patent and copyright ourselves.
Me and you ourselves, or me, you, and her?
All three of us. We give her the smallest percentage out of everything, but...
We'll give you 10% of your invention.
Give you 10% of your own invention, boo.
10%.
No, it's a terrible deal. Don't take it.
All right. Well, good luck. You're going to have to get yourself one of those secure credit cards to get started and open a bank account and all of that and establish some credit.
And try a black bank in your area, for real, though. Go Google some black banks in your area. It might be easier to get a loan there.
Or see if you can get a friend to invest, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's talk to David. Caller number 7. David, tell us why you are blessed, you said.
Hello. This is David. I'm calling from Georgia. How you doing this morning?
Good morning,
hey,
David.
Hey, what's up, David from Georgia?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm truly blessed. After a couple of months of my wife being without a job and, you know, trying to find a job, I'm about to lose our home and bills piling up. I'm happy to say we're about to close on a second home.
Yes.
And she just got a promotion on her job. So I'm truly blessed this morning. Charlamagne Tha God, thank you for your book. black privilege, and I just want to say I love y'all guys, and we listen to y'all every morning.
Hey, we appreciate you, man. I'm glad things have turned around in your life. Did you start to sell dope or something to get things right? Hello? Oh,
all right.
Hung up.
Get it off your chest. Tell us why you're mad or tell us why you're glad. 1-800-585-1051. Call us up and get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Yes. What's up, Kim?
Hey, y'all. How are you today?
Now, you sound very happy, but I see you're mad this morning.
I am mad. Well, this is what happened. It was just a misunderstanding, nothing serious. And I started seeing someone else, my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend, got mad and came over and he kicked my door. Well, he didn't kick it all the way in, but he kicked it where now it's loose.
What?
Closed it. Yeah, I kicked my door in.
Why would he do that?
Well, because I went on a date with someone else, and we broke up, so I just started seeing other people.
Okay, so he's your ex, and he came and kicked the door in. Now, what if your new boo would have been there?
Well, no, that wasn't going to happen anyways. I kind of had on.
Girl, you better get you a restraining order against your ex kicking your door in.
I have another question.
Yes,
I have another question. Charlamagne, I love your whole life. You know this, right? And I love all of y'all. But I started watching like this because of you. I'm gonna be in New York and I wanna see y'all. At least I get a picture or something. I wanna
well, pull
meet
up.
Y'all.
Pull up, boo.
Nah, don't say that and y'all and you be out there talking about thinking I'm gonna get a drop or something. I'm for real, I'm like to meet the chop.
We got security for that. But pull up, boy. Where you from?
I'm from Detroit.
All right.
Shout out to the D.
So find our address. Pull up. Matter of fact, we'll give you all the information once we hang up, okay?
Yeah, why don't you DM Charlamagne and he'll give it to you.
I'm there for my 30th birthday.
When is that?
I'll be there the 24th through the 29th.
All right, I want to see you. I'm looking forward to see you.
No, Charlamagne, don't say that because, see, I'll be down here telling people, listen, hey, y'all need to go support the BK Club.
The building is in a public place. If you know where the building is, you can pull up.
Charlamagne.
Baby.
Listen to me,
Detroit. Pull up.
All right, I'm in.
All right, we'll see you then. Maybe. I might go out the back door today.
All right, DM Charlamagne if you want to come up here. All right, let's take caller number 7. Tell us why you are mad or tell us why you're glad.
Good morning, Angela. Slow Mo calls from Baltimore. How
what
you doing
a slow mo again.
Hey, you know, I'm early morning. You know, I got to call y'all and let y'all know what's going on, but I'm mad about this power situation. Somebody done leaked it, and I ain't mad about the leak. Don't get me wrong. I did want to see it. But why they got to talk
about it? Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
No,
no spoilers.
I'm saying, I ain't going to tell
you nothing.
I'm just saying. Everybody kept telling everything.
I haven't heard nothing yet, and I don't want to hear nothing, sir.
Oh, man.
No, don't tell me nothing.
Hey, go follow me on Instagram, See the God, because I'm trying to get you some hats, yo.
What's your Instagram?
And I need my book, too. It's my Instagram at slowmo.pvp, custom hats, t-shirts, everything. Angela Lee, I got you, too.
Are you from Baltimore? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm from Baltimore.
You know how we can tell? Because you keep saying T. I got you, T.
All right, slow-mo, stop looking at your Facebook until you actually watch the episodes.
I'm trying, but I got you.
All right, slow-mo, and always remember what slow-mo rhymes with, okay?
No mo. All right.
Yes,
all right.
That was Get It Off Your Chest. 1-800-585-1051.
We just finished it. Why are you giving a number out?
Oh, you're right.
Envy's not here today.
Listen, I'm still sleepy. I was up late last night. I didn't get in from the Dave Chappelle show till about 1 o'clock.
Oh, no. Listen, I left as soon as it was over and went home and went to sleep.
No, I went backstage because my wife is a huge Erykah Badu fan. We've seen Erykah Badu perform like 5-6 times. So she got to meet Erykah Badu last night, so she was very ecstatic about that.
That's exciting. Shout out to Erykah.
And the homie Neil Brennan was backstage, and Tiffany Haddish was back there. So it was fun. We were just back there for too long.
All right.
Now, you got Rumor Report coming up next year?
Yes, we are going to talk about some beef that's going down. I am so confused about what's happening, but Trina is talking reckless.
Trina? I've never seen Trina talk reckless.
All right, well, you about to hear it now.
All right. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. That was DJ Khaled featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller, Wild Thoughts.
Are we also playing DJ Envy's song all morning?
At the top of every hour, he's got the DJ Khaled package. It should be the Envy package because he's, maybe Khaled signed to iHeart too. Who the hell knows?
Well, you know what, though? Envy's going to be on all the different stations.
Okay. Well, we got Trina in the Rumor Report.
Yes.
It's It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, I know we all love us some Trina. We all heard she's going to be on Love & Hip Hop Miami. But I saw her beefing with somebody, so I had to investigate further. Now, apparently she's beefing with somebody whose name on Twitter is Kim B. Rock Mikes.
Is Kim B. Rock Mikes on Love & Hip Hop, too?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
She hasn't been named as anybody on there, but she had tweeted, "Dear music industry, Trina is not the only female rap artist in Miami. Y'all sleep on the other female MCs from the MIA, I'm just saying." And then she said, "Y'all let Trina fool y'all. There's no goon in her blood. I'll keep y'all posted with pictures. I'm not fighting no old lady, man. That's elderly abuse. They trying to set me up and go to jail, effing with these old people."
Oh, she don't know old people got old man and old lady scrimp, huh?
Then she said she's a pill-popping animal. Trina, I was your pill man, remember? Now, Trina, in the meantime, was tweeting, "I am Miami. I got time today, so you hoes better find somebody to play with. Y'all hating assholes, get off my D. Go find a day job and keep my name out your mouth, bum-ass bitches." And it went on and on
who
from there.
Who bothers Trina?
I don't know.
Bother nobody.
But Trina was telling her, "Meet me, ho. I'm in the city. You know my number. Hit me so I can send location since you want attention.
Pull up, ho.
Need 15 minutes of fame because I know what it is, ho. It's real on this end. Get dragged on real life. I'm waiting." All right.
Okay.
Well, here is Kim B. She actually posted this.
"Wrong with you. That ain't Saturday. You done suck so many and ate so many bitch. You done ate Missy Elliott, bitch. You done gave Kim to that bitch, don't let her star. But you know what? The thing about Trina is that I don't respect you. Not real. You're gay as f***. She wanna be this pressy bitch who everybody thinks she is, but under the f***, she doing so much drugs."
I haven't had my green tea with honey yet. That's a lot to unpack.
All right, well, Trina will unpack it for you. Here is what Trina had to say.
"Y'all hoes gonna respect my motherfucking name. I'm gonna start making y'all bow down and kiss my motherfucking feet. I paved way for y'all too much speak in Miami. Don't even talk my motherfucking name when I say motherfucking miss. And if you call me a bitch, make sure you put baddest in front of it. I don't give a fuck about you. I'm too busy getting money. Too busy planning for Trina Day next year. Since I don't give back that hoe. Y'all hoes fly trying to get on TV. Bitch, guess what? I am the motherfucking TV. And guess what? You can't get on a motherfucking show without me. Your bum ass bitch gotta see me though. It ain't over. Dragon season."
Drop one of Clues bombs for Trina, Daddy Dollar. Okay. I always thought Trina was...
Go off, Trina.
But isn't... Trina's always been trisexual, right? Based off her music. I mean, meaning she's willing to try anything with anybody based off her music, right?
Yeah.
And
that's
And what's wrong with eating Missy Elliott if that's what happened?
I don't know. This is a lot of accusations. Why they put Missy Elliott in it? She has nothing to do with anything.
And I'm going to be honest. Being gay as F, when you say somebody's gay as F, that's a hell of an accusation. Like, it's levels to being gay. I don't think Trina gay is F. Like, you could be gay, really gay, and then gay as F.
You could be bisexual also.
Magic Johnson's son is gay as F. All right.
Clearly, we went to see Dave Chappelle last night.
What happened with Chappelle?
Because they were talking about Magic Johnson's son.
Oh, Donnell did talk about Magic's son. But no, Magic's son is gay as F. I don't know if Trina's gay as F.
All right, well, I'm sure we can ask her because Trina has no problem talking about everything. All right, well, congratulations to Joe Budden and Sin Santana. They are having a baby. Joe Budden posted a picture where you can see she's clearly pregnant. He said, "I never knew we'd get here. It's funny, I never saw you in that light. Now I never see light without you.
Sin Santana,
never courted you, and if I did, I never acknowledged it. I never had a friend in romance. I never thought that was possible. I never have laughed this much or hard. I never knew you or your energy were so radiant, enigmatic, even, but I never knew you. I never could have been more deprived. I never felt this way before. I never not thank God for every intricate detail that makes you whole and makes me whole. I never imagined you would be as beautiful as you are today. It's beautiful to be a part of. Thank you for it all. Thank you for not only making me stronger, but for being strong enough for us both most times. Thank you for carrying my child. Thank you for helping me rectify some generational issues. Thank you for helping me get it right."
What's that
and
all
he
is?
Goes on, Joe Budden.
Oh.
And he goes on to end it with, "It's effing lit."
Well, congratulations to Joe Budden and Sin Santana.
Yes.
Sin, are you sure you want to be with that man for the next 18 years?
Oh, stop
at least
it.
18. Yeah, I mean,
well, you stuck
sure,
now.
You sure you want him in your life for the next 18 years, Sin? Are you sure?
Well, congratulations to them. I know they're excited, so we're excited for you. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
This is the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. DJ Envy is off pretending to be a rapper, promoting the record that you just heard because it's the first single off his upcoming album, Just a Kid from Queens. A lot going on in that record.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I think I did.
You're gonna fist pump to it?
Yeah, because I can see it. You know, our board op in music just said something. He was like, you know, this sort of came out around the time of the iHeartRadio pool party. But then I'm thinking about the iHeartRadio Music Festival that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can hear it. I can hear it. I think it'll work.
That'll be a fun driving to work in the morning song, fun in the club song, fun Vegas song, fun party song.
All right, let's get in the front page news.
Yes, North Korea is planning to hit the Guam waters with missiles, and that could be happening as early as next week, that plan. Now, this all started with, well, it didn't start with this, but this has escalated with Donald Trump saying this.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, North Korea state media has made a new statement. They said, they criticized Trump. They said sound dialogue is not possible with such a guy, bereft of reason, and only absolute force can work on him.
So why bomb Guam?
It's a U.S. owned territory.
I know, but don't take out your problems with, you know, people that don't got nothing to do with it. Let your attack be direct. Like, how about Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump just get in the ring and just go at it one good time? That could be the headliner for the next WWE pay-per-view.
In Guam, a lot of the residents there are unfazed. They feel like even if the threats become more specific, as they have been, it's still very busy out there. It's a very popular tourist spot as well. So they do feel like the island will be protected by the U.S. and the military assets on Guam.
Wouldn't you just leave Guam, though? Like, it's like knowing a hurricane coming. Like, if you know it's possible missiles about to fall on your island, wouldn't you leave?
If I had the means to do it. A lot of people don't have, you know, sometimes people don't have the means to do that. But I would definitely, if I had the means to do that, get out.
And why everybody doing all this pump faking? If y'all going to go at it, go at it. Why Donald Trump telling North Korea what he going to do? And he's the guy that's always saying, he was criticizing the Obama administration, saying they always telling all their plans. So why are you saying what you want to do? And why North Korea saying what they going to do?
Well, I guess Donald Trump is threatening them, saying if they do anything, then it's on.
That lets me know nobody really wants to fight. Okay?
It's so, like when you bump shoulders for like 10 minutes.
Absolutely. So go have some dialogue, okay?
All right. Now, Face App is in trouble. A lot of people use that photo filter application where you can actually look older, you can look younger, it can add a smile to you. And now they had a new ethnicity app where you can actually be Black, Indian, or Asian. Now, people were so upset about that, they thought it was an awful idea. And the CEO actually said the new controversial filters will be removed in the next few hours. So users don't need to update their apps to remove that filter option as well.
Y'all are a really weird bunch of people. You get on there and you can be a dog, you can be a pig, but soon as it comes to ethnicity, what's the word?
Ethnicity.
As soon as it comes to that word, you upset?
You wouldn't be offended by somebody becoming Black?
I was offended by the dog filters.
Why?
Because I hate that. I'm not no damn dog. Don't put the tongue hanging out of my mouth and the puppy ears.
Sounds like it brings some flashback memories for you.
People ask you to take a picture, and next thing you know, you're a dog on somebody's Instagram.
I think it's cute.
I don't see what the problem is. It's just a filter at the end of the day.
All right.
You think
are
the elderly upset because of the age filter?
No, because we're all going to get that age. We're not all going to end up being Black, Indian, or Asian.
We could be transracial. You don't know how I feel inside.
I do.
Okay.
All right. That is your front page news. Now, we are going to talk about withholding sex.
Why are we talking
punishment.
About that? Why are you, this spreading, all happened why are you because of, these kind of things this
This
morning?
All happened because there's a new show called Ball of Wives, and that Michael Vick and his wife, Kajafa, are on that show. And she actually was upset at him for these remarks that he made about Colin Kaepernick. We all talked about this. He actually got Donkey of the Day for this.
Why does he have to change his hair for him to get a job?
I didn't look at his afro as a symbol of what he believed in. I looked at it from a style standpoint.
What would make you say get a haircut anyway?
You know what, Kiafa? I shouldn't have said what I said. No one in any race should be stereotyped based on the way they look, dress, act. But it's the reality of the world we live in.
It's just not having you in the media again for negative things. Yeah. It just scares me.
Who wrote that script for Mike Vick?
Kiafa.
That sounds just so scripted. I respect his wife, you know, for putting her foot down like that. But, I mean, the man allegedly has herpes.
All right,
Michael
well,
Vick.
She's...
That's, you going to withhold
she
sex
She actually
now?
Is going to punish him in this way.
Why does he have to change his hair for him to get a job? What would make you say get a haircut anyway?
You know what, Kiafa?
That's the same one.
I shouldn't have said what I said. No one in any race should be stereotyped.
That's
based
the
on
same,
same clip,
dress
sir.
Thing.
But it's the you reality of the world we live.
There we go.
You know what you're going to be banned
from? Sometimes a loss is a lesson.
You know what you're going to be banned from this week?
What?
Banned from the booty.
Who cares?
You care about the booty.
I care.
I know you care about the booty.
Wow. All right, so that's her punishment to him. She is not going to have sex with him. Have you ever been punished for something that you did or said?
She's punishing him because of what he said about Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
I respect that. But once again, the man allegedly has herpes. Go Google Ron Mexico. Did she hold out sex when she found that out? Huh?
Probably. Huh. All right, so I'm sure we've all been in that situation. I'm sure we've all had sex withheld from us or withheld sex for whatever reason. Or maybe you like having sex when you guys are mad at each other. But let us know what you think about that. Is that effective? 1-800-585-1051. Call us up. Let us know your experience. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
What's up? That was Fab Into You. It is The Breakfast Club. And right now we are talking about withholding sex. Has your wife ever withheld sex from you, Charlamagne, as punishment?
Not as punishment, but like if she's, like if we're on vacation. And like, oh, this recently happened. Like, we were on vacation, and we took a one-year-old on vacation for the first time with us. And, you know, you can't be on vacation and have motherly duties, even though, like, my in-laws were there, too. But she still was, like, kind of running around. So it's not like when we go on vacation when it's just us. We go on vacation, we just us. We having sex, like, every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or every day. You know what I mean? When you bring the little kid with you, then she can't really get it in the way she want to.
Well, so it's not punishment. It just happened.
She actually said that to me last night because we planned our New Year's vacation, and she was like, you're going to have to leave the baby because if I bring the baby, you're not going to get this poom-poom like you want to.
All right, well, that's not a punishment. That's just responsibility.
That is punishment.
For who? It's a punishment for her, too. It's not because you did something wrong and she's punishing you for it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been punished.
It's just the result of it.
But I've never, you know... had an alias Ron Mexico and had herpes either, though.
All right. Anyway, well, I know if I'm mad at my boyfriend, I probably don't have sex with him. But I never thought of it as punishment. I just don't feel like it.
Yeah, nobody wants that. I don't want to have sex when the woman doesn't want to have sex. That's the worst.
Well, yeah, that's rape.
You know what I'm saying? You want your... Yeah, of course. No, I don't mean that. You know what I mean. Like, when a woman's not into it, you know what I mean? Like, when a woman's not into it and she's not feeling loving and she's not feeling affectionate and she's
right,
just
like when you want to have sex and she's like, ugh, all right.
Yeah, man. I don't want that chore box. That chore box is when she's just doing it because she feel like it's her duty to do. I don't
all right,
that.
Well, let's see what you have to say. Reggie is on the line. Now, Reggie, you said this happened to you before?
Yeah.
Did it work?
No, it didn't work. It was horrible because my subconscious is too strong.
What do you mean?
What happened?
Well, I guess... I'm not going to go into details as far as what happened, but I will say that was the punishment. So they thought that was going to work, but it didn't really have an effect on me. I still was able to do what I needed to do within a day's time. Never really stopped me from doing anything.
What you mean? You masturbated or you had sex with another woman?
I mean, of course I masturbated. That's the thing you're supposed to do.
Who, you had sex with another woman or another man?
No, myself.
Okay. Oh, so you masturbated and that just kind of like kept you focused.
Heck yeah, that's supposed to do.
Oh, got you.
You remember Cat Williams' Banana Cream Pie?
All right.
No, never heard that Cat Williams joke, sir.
Go back and flash back to that. All right, well, let's see if that does work with holding sex. Does that work for you? Who's this?
Yes, this is Manny, Mr. Pay It Forward. Yes, it does work.
What happened
to
you?
Well, pretty much same scenario. I'll be getting, me and my girl go back and forth a lot, you know what I'm saying? Love one another to death, but when we bump heads for real. And sometimes, I don't know, I don't be getting her full point, but when she do that on me, oh man, that works every time. I be understanding, I be trying to get everything she's saying. That's all. So yeah, that really works. It's really effective.
Yeah, it does feel like, you know, somebody took your iPhone or somebody took your Xbox away.
Like you have to lock the phone up for a comedy show.
Yeah.
All right, see, it does work for some people. Now let's talk to Dom. Dom, what do you think about withholding sex? Does that work as punishment?
Good morning, you know, that's not working in this day and age no more. Trust me, because you could go outside, you could sleep with a man, woman, whatever, it don't matter, no more. You can hold it, but you're going to hold it from yourself.
So you really think...
Just walk outside.
That don't make sense. And another thing you talked about, there, you can make sure and check for herpes through the blood. Your doctor can do that for you. And there's something that you also look up. It's called uroplasma. That's something else you can get. It's not a classic STD like gonorrhea, syphilis, and those things.
But oh, there's classic STDs? I didn't know. There's vintage STDs.
Let's throw it back to a classic.
Let's throw it back to a vintage STD like crabs. Is crabs an STD?
Right, exactly, right.
Why you get hyped like I'm talking about a fresh pair of classic Jordan 3s?
Listen, I work at the clinic, dude, so that's why, yes, I get very hyped up when because you'll be surprised.
Gotcha.
You would be surprised.
So what are some
so
of the...
I'm letting you know.
What
look
some...
up uroplasma, U-R-E-P-L-A-S-M-A. That's another thing you can get through sexual contact.
Well, while we're on
and
this...
you can check...
I'm listening.
While we're on the subject, what's some of the newer, trendier STDs?
Listen, I can't even pronounce this one. I was trying to pronounce it before you got online. It's something called, like, Coronoid or something. It's like a strange name.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, I know. Look it up. It's weird. When you look under Europlasma, check coronoid or something like that. But when you look it up, yeah, it's a whole lot of things. I was surprised myself. You'd be surprised. And trust me, withholding sex, after what I've seen, trust me, ain't no holding nothing. People going to do what they want to do, and they're going to get it from where they got to get it from.
And they're going to go outside and get a classic STD.
Well, thank you for calling, baby.
All right, y'all.
Thank you, Dom.
God bless. Love y'all both. Later.
By the way, as a man, there's no way in hell if my wife is mad at me and withholding sex, I'm going to go have sex with somebody.
Yeah, I don't think that's a great idea.
No way. That could easily make the situation 10 times worse.
Yeah, I don't think that you guys should still be in a relationship if you have to worry about that.
Now, 1-800-585-1051, have you ever withheld sex as a punishment, ladies? Call and tell us. It's the world's most dangerous
morning show. It's like the movie Chirac. That was what the movie was about.
Terrible movie.
Withholding sex.
It's the Breakfast Club.
What's up? It's the Breakfast Club, and we are talking about withholding sex as punishment. Have you ever done that, or has anyone done that to you, and does that work? Let's talk to Javon. Javon, has anybody ever withheld sex from you?
Hey, look. Yeah, I got the cheese withheld from me, right? She thought she was going to get that off, but no, it didn't work. Because all I did was sitting wacky, you hear me? She was about to just keep the cheeks from me.
That's what you got to do. That's how you can. That's how you stay focused. And that's how you stay focused, and that's how you keep your mind
But wouldn't you rather have sex?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Look, so I got put on punishment because I got caught up, you know what I'm saying, flirting with a little tack head. So,
you know, a little tack head?
It's just a little funny, you know, just a little conversation, just on some dumb ish, you know what I'm saying?
And okay.
So did y'all ever resolve your issues?
Of course, we still rocking. We not going nowhere. That's my baby. I ain't messing up.
All right, now, don't get all entitled. Talk about she ain't going nowhere.
I ain't getting entitled to nothing. I ain't tooting no more.
But I bet you ain't going to mess up again because you don't want to have to go.
Exactly.
So it does work.
All you really need to know is three words as a black man you can have a conversation. All you need is I ain't. Exactly. And you know what I mean. You know what I mean?
All right, line five, Ruben. Ruben, what happened to you? You got banned?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a wife, so, you know, we've been married 2 years. I actually did the banning because, honestly, you know, she was thinking I was cheating and, you know, it was getting real crazy with that. So I figured I'd go ahead and just, you know, stop having sex for a hot little second. And
oh, my God. Then she probably really thought you were cheating because one of the indications your man is cheating is when he doesn't want to have sex with you.
You sure you didn't have an STD? Hey.
No.
Are you positive? You positive you didn't have a curable STD you was trying to clear up real quick?
No, man. But I appreciate the call, man. I appreciate you guys actually doing what you do, man. God bless you.
Oh, now you want to get off the phone because I hit a little too close to home, huh?
All right. All right.
Something bad. You want that outbreak to clear up first.
Let's talk to caller number two. Who's this? Hello? Yes.
Hi, this is Boaz from Indiana.
Boaz, does that work, actually, withholding sex from you as punishment?
Hell no. Look, that's abusive. And if there's a will...
That's abuse?
If there's a will, there's a way. Look, I got a can of peanut butter and a dog starving, you know? I'm going to give you one way or another.
Time out. Did you just say that you like bestiality? Butter. You said that you got a jar of peanut butter and a dog that's starving.
I misspoke.
No, you didn't. So you put peanut butter on you and you have the dog lick it off you?
It doesn't work.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to judge you because I know plenty of girls who own cats.
No, you don't.
And they put a little honey on their clitoris and let that little rough-tongued cat lick them.
You don't know anybody who does that. Stop it.
Yes, I do.
Are you serious? You really have the dog?
I've never done it. I'm just saying that if I need to.
You sound like you did.
Dog's a little hungry. We got PB&J. I'll make a little sandwich.
This just went left.
I keep telling y'all, man, bestiality is so real in our society, but animals can't talk. If animals can't talk, we learn a lot about humans and how disgusting and freaky they are.
All right, and let's talk to caller number eight. You said you withheld sex from your husband?
Yes, I did. He was asking me out, wasn't giving me things that I needed to know. His mother was getting involved in our marriage, so I decided to not give him any.
That's a dangerous game to play. For how long?
It was more than 6 months.
Sheesh, no sex for more than 6 months, and what happened?
He got a girlfriend.
He, He ain't got no girlfriend. He's in jail, so he can't do nothing.
Man, shut up. You ain't
putting
on no band-aid.
He's
in jail.
Anyway. Yeah.
But we have conjugal visits, so I normally go on visits like every 2 months, so I haven't gone on every...
Oh, my God.
You got a boyfriend, don't you? Be honest. You got some penis on the side. Keep it 100. Don't
lie.
God is watching you.
He knows I cheated. I told him.
How long he got?
Oh, my God.
He got a while.
What's a while?
I don't know if this counts.
What's a while?
More than 5 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He out the game. Ain't nothing he can do about your vagina.
All right.
He gonna miss the whole Trump era. If you gotta be out here alone during the Trump era, you deserve to get some other penis, boo. He should have thought about going to jail before Trump got in office.
All right, well, that's it. We are talking about withholding sex as punishment. I guess some people said it worked, some people said it didn't. A lot of y'all masturbate.
Well, the moral of the story is people say you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Truth is, you knew what you had. You just never thought you'd lose it. And that's exactly what it is when a girl puts a ban on you.
All right.
But it doesn't count if you have an STD. If you have an STD and you're waiting for your STD to cure up, that is not a ban.
And if you're in jail, there's nothing you could do about it either.
And once again, salute to Michael Vick's wife. But I have to know, when the rumors broke that Michael Vick allegedly had herpes and changed his name to Ron Mexico, did she put him on a ban then as well?
All right. Well,
are they even married then?
Let's get into Rumor Report. Coming up next, we are going to talk about a reality star who is actually worth more than $420 million. We'll tell you who it is.
That's right. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy is off promoting his new single featuring Fetty Wap. And who else?
DJ Slink.
DJ Slink. Now, Angelique's about to tell us what reality star is worth $400 million. I don't believe it.
Listen.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
With Angela Yee. It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
By the way, today is Kylie Jenner's 20th birthday.
She's only 20?
She just turned 20 today.
Drop on the clues bombs for Kylie Jenner only being 20. Lord have mercy.
And her cosmetics line, Kylie Cosmetics, has made $420 million in retail
sales. You're going to make Tiger hurt himself this morning.
18 months.
Stop. You're going to make Tiger hurt himself.
That's according to Women's Wear Daily. Kris Jenner revealed that news, and she actually showed paperwork to back that up. That's amazing. $420 million in retail sales in 18 months.
Tiger, how you messed that up? If you were still with Kylie, all the pedophile jokes would definitely be worth it at this point.
Now, they also analyzed what's going to happen with her line of cosmetics. They're saying, according to Women's Wear Daily, the projection is that she is going to make $1 billion by the year 2022.
Travis Scott, get her pregnant.
$1 billion per year.
Get her pregnant, Travis. No more condoms in that relationship, Travis.
All from her Kylie lip kits. So everybody was making fun of her for her lips and everything, but those lip kits are the ones bringing in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Kylie's 20, but her plastic surgery is only 3. So drop on the clues bombs first. Okay? It's a lot of money.
All right, speaking of 3, Lamar Odom is considering joining the Big 3 League. That is his next move, even though he has said previously that he doesn't want to play anymore. But now, according to his coach from Rhode Island, he said he talked to Lamar Odom, and he's pumped about the idea of joining Ice Cube's 3-on-3 league. They said he still has a lot of things to do health-wise, but if he can get in shape, he can play with anybody. So that'd be nice for him to play. That'd be big for the Big 3 and for Lamar Odom. I'm sure a lot of people will come out to see him play as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, congratulations to Juicy J. He just made an announcement. He was with Jimmy Kimmel. He was visiting Jimmy Kimmel Live to perform Big Fish with Vince Staples. And he found out some news about his wife that very day. Here's what he said.
Today, I found out my wife is 12 weeks pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm having a baby girl.
Wow.
Yes, man. Happy day of my life, man.
Drop on the clues bomb for Juicy J, damn it.
Yes, congratulations to Juicy J and Regina. His wife is beautiful. They got married like a year ago in Vegas.
I ain't seen Juicy J in a minute, man. That's my guy, man. Having a newborn baby at the ripe old age of 50.
He's not 50.
How old is Juicy J?
I think he is 42.
Okay.
All right. Now, she posted in today's day and age, and this was right after they got married, a little more than a year after they got married. In today's day and age, where marriage isn't even considered important or sacred, we happen to have crossed that one-year mark line regardless of the chaos type of world we live in. We managed to make it through our first year, which they claim to be the hardest. And I'm sitting here thinking, if this is the hardest, then life is going to be really good. So good for them. Congratulations to that couple. All right, Gabrielle Union is on the cover of Health Magazine. I love Gabrielle Union because she's all natural. She works out. She's in great shape. She's a beautiful woman. And she's 44 years old, and she talks about how she hated going to the gym, but body shaming actually kept her motivated to work out. But not her.
Trying to tell
hold
y'all.
On, not body shaming her. But when she sees people saying mean things to other people.
Yeah.
And made her feel like, but that doesn't work for everybody. Actually, for some people, it makes it worse.
And you don't want that smoke. When you see somebody else getting body shamed, you're like, oh, I don't want none of that smoke. Let me take my ass to the gym.
Now, she also said her family has a history of heart disease and diabetes, so she has to make sure she takes care of herself. She said, I work with a trainer for the most part. I do know how to train myself, but I realize if someone's not waiting for me, I do not feel obligated to get up. She said, I'm not one of those people, I can't start my day without it. I can actually start my day beautifully sleeping in, eating some pancakes. But I work out because of that family history. Now, she also said, speaking of social media, she says that she actually, when things strike a nerve, she goes into their social media pages when people say mean things and just to look at them and troll them as well. And she also says that people just have no respect for your privacy. She said you can't even go to the store and buy tampons. She said, I have a tampon story. I write about how it's impossible to go buy tampons as a known person because people are like, oh, super plus, heavy flow. They want to know those intimate details about you.
She don't send D-Wade to buy the tampons?
No, I guess she buys them herself.
D-Wade, if you don't go out there and buy your woman tampons...
She said when she was getting birth control, when she was first dating Dwayne Wade, she said the pharmacist was like, when are you guys going to have kids? How do you just
none
so
of your business.
Invasive?
But why isn't D. Wade going out to buy Mary Jane tampons? Like, why is Mary Jane buying her own damn tampons?
Maybe he was on the road for basketball and she had her period and had to go get them herself.
I reference her a lot, though, because I always be saying how these young girls don't have nothing on the older women. Nowadays?
Yeah, Gabrielle Union looks great.
I reference Gabrielle. I reference Regina Hall, Halle Berry, mm-hmm, Jennifer Lopez, Patti LaBelle. There's a lot of 40 and 50-year-old women that is killing these young girls.
All right. Well, I am Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. And right now we are getting ready for Charlamagne's Donkey of the Day.
I wasn't going to say nothing. I was just going to sit here and wait to get set up.
Now, listen. Obviously, Envy's not here today, and yes. Normally he does all of this, as you know, so things get a little shaky.
Yes.
But, Charlamagne, who you giving that donkey to?
Well, I don't encourage drug use, but if you're going to get high, you need to get as high as this person that we're giving donkey the day to for after the hour. His name is Dennis Strickland. You don't know him, but you will after this story, okay? We need him to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, donkey, when we come back, it's the Breakfast Club.
I was born a donkey.
It's the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, August 10th, goes to a young man named Dennis Strickland. Now, Dennis is from Iowa. Sioux City, Iowa, to be exact. And I would love to have a five-minute conversation with this man because I would like to read his energy. I would like to look him in his eyes and have a conversation because I am a good judge of vibes, okay? I can tell after meeting someone for 5 minutes what their problem is, and Dennis Strickland clearly has a problem. See, Dennis is in jail right now. He was arrested and faces charges of possession of a controlled substance, drugs, and he's being held on a $1,000 bond. What did Dennis do that led to his arrest? Let's go to Time Magazine for the report, please.
An Iowa man was arrested for drug possession after first trying to deposit a $1 million bill at the bank. The
wow.
Associated Press reports that authorities at a Northwest Bank branch called Sioux City officers on Thursday to ask 33-year-old Dennis Strickland about the deposit. When asked if Strickland had any more of the $1 million bills, officers say he emptied his pockets and that's when a bag fell out. According to the criminal complaint, the bag had methamphetamine. Strickland is expected to appear back in court on Monday.
Dennis Strickland attempted to deposit $1 million bill into his
He's
bank
rich.
Account in Sioux City, Iowa. As soon as I heard that story, it didn't surprise me at all that Dennis Strickland got caught with a controlled substance because only someone on drugs or someone suffering from severe mental issues would try to cash $1 million bill. Now, I Googled $1 million bills because I wanted to know what it looked like because depending how it looked, I can tell how high Dennis Strickland was. First of all, let me tell our listeners, number one, there's no such thing as $1 million bill.
It's not? Wasn't there a song called $1 million bill?
If you don't stop talking to me right now, Angelique, $1 million bills don't exist. If they did, you would have seen...
Shout out to Whitney Houston.
What Whitney got to do with it?
She has a song, if he don't make you feel like $1 million bill.
Oh, I thought you were about to tell me she sniffed coke with $1 million bill. Now,
no.
That's ballin'. Drop one of Clues bombs, $1 million bills are real, and you sniff coke with $1 million bill, all right? But they don't exist. And if they did, you would have seen Floyd Mayweather Jr. on Instagram, which several of them a long time ago. Now, the $1 million bill that I Googled, majority of them have the Statue of Liberty on them, okay, instead of a president.
All right? That one may fool you if you don't know any better. Maybe. But the other $1 million bills that came up when I Googled had Michelle Obama on them. One did have a president. It was Ronald Reagan. And the rest of them had Bob Saget on it.
Now, Bob Saget?
Bob Saget. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but if you have a bill on it that has Danny Tanner from Full House, I'm pretty sure that tender is illegal. Now, I'm not the get high type, but I can only imagine that if I was to get high, I want to get Dennis Strickland high. Okay, all you kids listening in the future taking Molly and Percocets, that's what Molly and Percocets supposed to make you do when you mixed it two. If your reality is not getting altered like Dennis Strickland, what's the point? Play the clip, play the Time Magazine news clip again, because I don't think y'all heard how high Dennis Strickland was.
An Iowa man was arrested for drug possession after first trying to deposit a $1 million bill at the bank. The Associated Press reports that authorities at a Northwest Bank branch called Sioux City officers on Thursday to ask 33-year-old Dennis Strickland about the deposit. When asked if Strickland had any more of the $1 million bills, officers say he emptied his pockets and that's when a bag fell out. According to the criminal complaint, the bag had methamphetamine. Strickland is expected to appear back in court on Monday.
Seriously? If you're going to get high, get as high as Dennis Strickland. If I was the get high type, this the kind of high I want. I want that kind of high that gives me the confidence to walk into a Wells Fargo or a Bank of America or a One United with a $1 million bill and seriously try to deposit it into my account. And when the teller tells me that's not possible, I look back at her with bugged out red eyes and accuse her of racism for not taking my $1 million bill with Danny Tanner from Full House on it. Why is my money no good here?
It's about a house.
Is it because I'm black? No.
Cracker ass.
No, it's not because you're black. It's because you're high and full of house on Netflix sucked. All right? Please give Dennis Strickland the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I learned something new today. They don't have $1 million bills.
You really thought there was $1 million bills? Come on, don't play. Because of the Whitney Houston song?
Well, I have one.
You
I
have $1 million
bill?
Lord have mercy. So you was just holding on. You balling that much.
I was like, I'm going to get a house.
Holding on to $1 million bill.
I was trying to find the right house to buy.
Okay. All right.
Cash.
All right.
All cash. One bill.
Well, you share what you and Dennis Strickland are smoking. Because I'm clearly dealing with reality the wrong way.
Now, all right. Well, thank you, Charlamagne, for that, Donkey.
And Ask Ye is up next, right, Ye?
That's right. If you have any advice that you need, if you have some questions for me, and I post some of them on Instagram. I don't put your name. You can always hit me up at helpmeye@gmail.com. Or you can call right now, 1-800-585-1051, and I will help you out. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
What's up? It's Ask Ye, and we are taking your calls right now. We have Courtney on the line. What's up, Courtney?
Hi.
Hey, girl. What's the problem?
Well, okay, so my boyfriend, he doesn't want me to move in with my best friend and his sister.
Okay.
So he's like, he basically said I shouldn't be living with no other man but him, but my man don't even want to live with me, so I don't understand. I'm just helping out a friend, really.
Okay, and so your best friend is a guy.
Yeah.
And he knows him, right? They know each other?
Yes, he does. Yes.
He doesn't think anything, nothing ever happened between y'all? Y'all never messed around?
No, never.
Okay. And he says you can't live with your best friend, but he's not going to live with you either. But you need to live with somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm doing it on my own. It's just my best friend, his cast is moving out of state, and he don't want to go.
Okay.
So him and his sister trying to, like, come up with a plan, and... You know, I mean, I'm saving money on rent if we all gonna be splitting the rent together.
Right, so you wanna do it. If it wasn't for your boyfriend, you would live with your best friend and his sister.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't understand how that's a problem.
Right, I do feel like this because I actually had a male roommate when I was younger. Shout out to my boy Hyun. It was actually pretty pleasant. Like, we didn't have any issues. And I had to worry about him borrowing my clothes, borrowing my shoes, and nothing like that. So that was pretty cool. He did his own thing. I did my own thing. The apartment was big enough that he had his own bathroom. I had my own bathroom. I respect your boyfriend's feelings because when you're in a relationship, you should respect if somebody has a real issue with something. But how long have y'all been together?
For 8 months.
And this is your best friend for how long?
For like 2 years.
Oh, my God. 2 years, girl? That's your best friend for 2 years?
I mean, we met at work, so it's like, you know, we just clicked like that.
All right. I think that when it comes to living arrangements, if this is truly your friend and your boyfriend should not have any issue and he knows him and he's comfortable around him and he knows there's no attraction. He never liked you or tried to kick it to you, right?
No, never.
Then I think that that's more your decision. Like, that's your life. Because if you and your boyfriend break up in 2 months, now you done gave up an opportunity to save money.
Exactly, you know?
Right. So I do feel like certain decisions like that, if you're not doing anything wrong or the situation is all on the up and up and he's never had a problem with this person, that has to be your decision. Now, understand that he might be uncomfortable with it and you might have to do things to make him feel more comfortable about it. But that's something that you guys will have to work out and work on.
I know. I mean, he's welcome to come. He just don't want to. And then my friend, he said, I would have my own thing going on in the apartment. It's just he want to stay in Jersey. And it's not like I'm going to always be at my house. I'll be with my boyfriend most of the time.
Right. Well, I think either he's going to have to get over it or this might be an indication that maybe he's a little too controlling. Like, I understand it only because I did have a male roommate, so I understand what that's like. And I feel like your living arrangements, for somebody you've been with for 8 months only, I don't know that you should not do something that you wouldn't do if you wasn't with him. Like, if that was something that you would do, no problem, then you got to go for it. That's your life.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, girl.
All right. Thank you, Angela.
She just got to make him feel comfortable about it. I never had a problem with my male roommate, with my boyfriends.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to see what happens.
Yeah, we're going to see.
You ain't got no business having a male roommate, Angelique.
Why?
Who was it? Was he gay?
No.
Really?
He wasn't gay at all. The only thing that used to bother me was I would come home sometimes and he would, like, be at work, but he would have a girl that spent the night and she would still be there, like, on the couch.
I've had homegirls that stay the night with me, though. So that's not crazy. I can't imagine living with one, but I've had them, like, stay the
night.
But
it was a big apartment. Like, he had his own bathroom. I had my own bathroom inside my bedroom. It wasn't, like, we didn't barely see each other.
True.
All right. It is Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Call us up. Let us know if you need any advice. Hey, good morning. It's Ask Ye. Who's this?
Hey, this is a Big D out of the Natty.
All right. What's up, Big D, you said?
Yeah, Big D. Okay. I got a terrible situation going on. I got five girlfriends. Well, they ex-girlfriends now because of my friend Chuck threw me under the bus.
How did he throw you under the bus and you had five girlfriends?
Yeah, well, what happened is I've been doing good with him for, like, about 9 months or so, but he likes just one. And so I guess he told her about my situation and got everybody kind of, like, in an uproar with me right now. And
so you got exposed?
Yeah, he kind of got me exposed.
Now, all right, first of all, stop blaming it on him because this is something that you were sneaking around doing. So anytime you do something and you get caught, it's your own fault.
Yeah, but you know, now you've got my world all messed up because, I mean, I miss them, but I'm trying to see if you got any advice on what I could probably do to try to at least get back with them
with all five of your girlfriends?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to do. I'm kind of in an uproar right now.
Yeah, I think it's over for you. Why did you feel like you lied to all of them?
Well, I mean, you know, I just give them what they want, you know, and everything. But I didn't think it was going to come down on me that hard today. My buddy would throw me on the bus like that, you know. I mean, you know, it's heartbreaking, especially if you got this kind of feelings for the girls. I mean, they probably still got feelings for me, but for the situation of what he did, it was pretty wrong.
Okay, stop, Big D. You keep on blaming somebody else for you being dishonest and lying and cheating on these women. How do you think they feel?
Well, I mean, you know, they probably missing me too, you know, because I give them what they really wanted, but I don't know
how you could give five different women what they really want.
Well, I'm that kind of man, you know, keep it real, but, you know.
I want to know what you do for a living that he can afford five girlfriends.
Well, you know, I work hard, man. I got all kind of jobs out there, you know. I'm all over the place, you know.
Are you a pimp?
I'm not going to even go to that magnitude of saying I'm a pimp. You know, I'm just like, you know, women need somebody to talk to, you know, and I try to bring it to them, you know, correctly on what they need to hear, and, you know, I keep it real with them, you know, so I give them what they want, but, you know, I was kind of like making them my girls to where I was really having emotions for them, you know. And it was my main five girls that, you know, but if he wouldn't have done that, you know, I'd been all right. Man, I tell you, friends are not friends anymore.
I don't know how anybody could even have time to have five girlfriends. But, sir, anything that you do that gets exposed and you get caught out there is your own fault. And the repercussions from that, there's nothing that you could really do about it. They shouldn't deal with you anymore, actually, because you're a liar. Why would I believe anything you have to say?
Well, okay, that's a woman perspective. I figured you'd come out with me like that. That's all understandable. But, you know, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to get back in my mix with them. I'm going to keep on trying to get them back.
All right. You go on ahead and keep on trying.
Can I give him a little advice?
Sure.
I just want to tell you, sir, that one out of those five women that you're in a relationship with has herpes. Have a blessed day.
Oh, man.
All right. Goodbye.
I don't believe he said that. Man, I'm now got to go get checked for STD.
Bye. That was Ask Ye. We do that every Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes, we sure do.
At what, 8:20, 8:15, around that time? Now, Ye, you got room report coming up?
Yes, let's talk about that Starz leak. Now, everybody was discussing how Power episodes have leaked online on Facebook. We'll tell you how Starz has responded. Somebody about to get in trouble.
Word. We'll talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Drop on the clues bombs for that dirty Negro from the Bronx, French Montana, damn it. The Bronx is quietly on like a 2-year winning streak. Between Fat Joe and Remy Ma.
A Boogie,
French Montana, Cardi B, Deezy Samero. Mm-hmm. They may be one of the top two craziest places in America between the Bronx and all of Florida, but they're on a 2-year winning streak when it comes to this hip-hop culture thing.
All right.
Now, Angelique's got the rumor report coming up next. I forgot what she's
coming
talking about.
Coming up now.
Oh, now. What are you talking about?
We're talking about Floyd Mayweather.
There you go.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Has anybody decided where they are watching this Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight at?
Nope, but I have decided I'm not paying $100 for it. Decided that 2 months ago.
All right. Well, let us discuss the interview that Floyd Mayweather did with Stephen A. Smith for ESPN. And he talks about the fight. He says that on paper, Conor McGregor does have an edge over him. Here's what he said.
When you look at myself and you look at Conor McGregor, on paper, he's taller, has a longer reach. He's a bigger man from top to bottom, a lot younger. So youth is on his side. And I've been off a couple years. You know, if you look at everything on paper, it leans towards Conor McGregor.
He's just trying to sell this fight because the MGM Grand, whatever they're fighting at isn't sold out yet. He want to make sure people buy this fight. He's just trying to sell this fight. Stop it, Floyd.
Well, that's his job. He's trying to sell the fight. Of course he's trying to sell the fight. Then he also talked about why he feels like he needs to beat Conor McGregor's ass. Check it out.
I just didn't like when he called us monkeys. I think that was totally disrespectful.
Oh,
it didn't push a button to make me, you know, jump all out of my character and go crazy. But the same way he called us monkeys, we're going to see if he say that August 26th.
You're going to see if he had that same energy. But guess what? You're still trying to sell the fight, so bring a little racism into it. Okay, I like that.
Now, what if, by some chance, Floyd Mayweather loses? Here's what he said.
When you're fighting at this level, there's no loser. I mean, I ain't never known a man to make hundreds and hundreds of millions, that's a loser. I'm gonna walk out that ring with my head high. Losing is never in my mind. I just say things can happen. My mother and my children still gonna love me the same way. I'm still gonna have the same lavish lifestyle. Life gonna go on, they gonna move on to the next.
Conor McGregor gonna come out real aggressive. He's gonna be winded by the fourth round. Floyd Mayweather is gonna pick Conor McGregor apart. It's not even gonna be close. Okay.
All right, now, Floyd also says that he's not the same fighter he was 2 years ago. Like you said, he's older. He said, I'm not the same fighter I was 5 years ago. I lost a step. A fighter like Andre Berto isn't even supposed to go the distance with Floyd Mayweather. But remember, I was 38. It's obvious I'm slipping a little bit to even let a fighter like that go the distance with me.
Look to my guy, Andre Berto. Floyd is really just trying to sell this fight. He's trying to make us think that Conor McGregor had the chance of beating him just so we tune in. Because that's the only reason you've been watching Floyd Mayweather fights for the past 5 years is to see if he's going to lose.
Now, do you know when his last knockout was? Because he used to have a
Victor
90%
Ortiz,
knockout ratio.
What year was that? 2013?
2011.
12? That was that early?
Okay. And his past 7 fights have gone the distance, so he said it's obvious that he has slipped somewhere. Something has taken a toll on his career.
Oh, please.
All right. We're going to sell this fight.
I mean, listen, Father Time is undefeated. That is a fact. But he's going to beat Conor McGregor.
All right, a woman from Miami is coming forward saying that Amari Stoudemire has fathered her daughter a year ago. He is married, by the way. He got married in 2012, and he has 4 kids with Alexis Stoudemire. Now, this woman is named Quinn Lovett, and she is requesting a judge officially declare Amari as the father of her daughter, Zoe Renee, so she can get child support, and she wants full custody, according to the paperwork. Now, Amari has admitted in the paperwork that he's been giving out thousands of dollars a month in temporary child support. And he also has given her various amounts for legal bills, and he said he would establish regular child support payments last year.
Why these dudes don't be wearing condoms with these randoms?
Now, she did confirm that he's paying $4,300 a month, but she said he hasn't paid any of her maternity bills. That's about $11,000. He's not involved in the child's life and has not visited her at all. She said she is a stay-at-home mom, and she's not looking for employment either.
That's why it sucks to cheat when you got a man.
He's married.
Yeah, when you married and you got a man and you used to having unprotected sex, you're going to carry on those type of habits with others. So you need to just stick to your one.
And now, as far as Starz, we told you about the Power episodes leaking on Facebook, the final three episodes. Now, Starz has put out a statement. They said the final three episodes of Power's fourth season were leaked online due to a breach of the press screening room. This seems to be a case of password sharing that resulted in homemade videos of the episodes, which were taped off a TV screen and posted online. Starz has begun forensic investigations and will take legal action against the responsible parties. And
hey,
the guy even showed his face at the end, by the way.
Is somebody sitting in jail right now for bootlegging Scripts of Power? Trust me, they tried to sell them to me.
All right.
He's in jail right
now.
Not
a good idea.
Y'all keep playing with Power if y'all want to.